Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor for me to bring on for you now. She's a center manager at the Henderson Center of the City Church, Waitakere. She is very passionate about serving the poor. I don't know how long she's been working for Christians Against Poverty, but what I've seen and what they're doing is life-changing. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Donna Hatch. Come on.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Reverend Ron. But I do have to start by saying I don't know if my household's going to be so happy with the result last night. I'm married to a Fijian.
Oh, you poor thing.
I just want to thank you for having me here this morning. It is truly an honour to be here with you and have the opportunity to talk to you about the work of Christians Against Poverty. As Reverend Ron said, my name is Donna Hatch and I volunteer as the Centre Manager for Christians Against Poverty out of City Church Waitakere in Henderson. I feel absolutely privileged to be working with CAP and I totally believe that the work we are doing can and is changing people's lives. There are people in our communities and maybe even in this church who are struggling with debt, who need practical help but are too ashamed to ask. This morning I'm going to tell you more about the Ministry of Christians Against Poverty and show you how you can get involved. So thank you again for the privilege of having me here this morning and I'd just like to open quickly in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all things. Lord, we thank you for who you are. And Lord, we do come this morning to our desire is, Lord, to worship you and honour you. I want to thank you for this privilege of being here this morning, talking to this church, and I pray your blessings over this church and the community. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I'd like to start by telling you a story. You're a parent of three children struggling with debt, struggling to pay your bills. You and your partner don't spend recklessly. You don't live lavishly. You simply work hard and find that at times it's hard to make ends meet. When it's hard to make ends meet, when you have to choose if you should feed your children or pay the bills, you choose to feed your children. As the bills mount, you slowly begin to retreat. Shame overwhelms you as you are unable to provide. Every phone call, every knock on the door, every visit to the postbox is marked by growing anxiety as you fear more debt, more repayment demands that you simply cannot meet. One day that you find that the bills to be paid far exceed the money coming in. You're struggling with debts you cannot pay and start to wonder if you can continue to live like this. This isn't just any story, it's Megan's story, and it's a reality for thousands of families across New Zealand. But that's not where Megan's story ends, and that's why I'm here today. I'm going to tell you more about CAP, which is what Christians Against Poverty, and I'll refer to it as CAP as we go along, and you'll hear more of Megan's story, and I'll show you a DVD clip of Megan. But first, I'd like to take a look at Luke chapter 4 verses 16 to 21. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favour has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. In this passage, Jesus was announcing what his ministry would include. Good news to the poor, blind given sight, prisoners set free, and release for the oppressed. At CAP, That's what our ministry looks like. We're passionate about living this out and equipping churches to do what Jesus was doing, releasing those oppressed by debt, financial burden and unemployment, and bringing good news to those who so desperately need it. Christians Against Poverty partners with individuals and churches all over the country. We empower and resource local churches to reach into their communities over two issues, money management and poverty caused by deep debt. And in July this year, CAP Job Clubs will address a third issue, tackling unemployment and helping job seekers get back into work. Both CAP Money and CAP Job Clubs grew out of CAP's Debt Help Service, and that's what my role is. It's essentially a bottom-of-the-cliff approach for families who are in poverty because of deep debt. That's how it was for Megan when she came to CAP 3 years ago, broken, suffering in poverty with seemingly no way out of debt. It was this type of poverty that our founder, John Kirkby, sought to overcome when he partnered with a local church to open CAP's first debt counselling centre in Bradford, England, 17 years ago. And it is this type of poverty that CAP, in partnership with a growing number of churches, has been overcoming in New Zealand since 2007. Today we have 27 debt counselling centres and 27 local churches, all helping more than 530 families work their way out of crippling debt. And that's what I love about what I do. I get to work with families, love them, and I do. Each of them is just really special. I listen to their stories and help them come to a place where they can manage something that they thought was unmanageable. And I get to see more and more people involved in a movement that is so very close to God's heart. Now let's take a look at Matthew 25, verses 31 to 40, where Jesus lays out a compelling model for caring for those in need. It's just this type of care that we provide through our debt counselling services. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger or invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick and or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." And I just love that. Christians Against Poverty is a 21st century model of meeting these needs. I was hungry and you fed me. Every day, one of our debt coaches, just like me, steps into people's homes and says, "I know you're hurt and I'm here to help." From day one, our centre managers bring practical help and hope into these homes. When there is no food, they do an emergency food shop to provide for families and begin to build a sustainable budget, one that prioritises food so mums and dads can take care of their kids immediately and for the long term. Most families I visit are paying their rent and power, and then they're trying to pay off their debts. What they have left is to feed their family, and sometimes that's as little as $4 a day. When we work with families, I guess in simple terms we swap that around. Our budgets make sure they pay those priority debts, have money for food, we get them saving for the future, and what's left over goes to pay their debts. Can you imagine the dignity that returns for parents when they can feed their children again? Best of all, As we visit with families, our debt counsellors get to encourage them, offer to pray with them, and introduce them to a God who loves them. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Over and over again, poverty caused by crippling debt creates isolation, frightens people so they don't answer the door or the phone, and keeps them from friends and family. Even worse, nearly 75% of our clients report having health problems due to the stress of debt. And heartbreakingly, 1 in 4 have considered or attempted suicide. Sometimes I've been asked, why do people end up in these situations? And you know, often it's circumstances beyond people's control that brings them to these places. One of my clients is a lovely retired lady who took out a tenancy agreement with an adult child. Unfortunately, that adult child didn't pay their share of the rent, ended up moving out, and my poor client is liable for several $1,000s in rent arrears, and this is a super annuitant. That's through no fault of her own. A couple of other areas where people get into trouble are finance companies and clothing trucks. I don't know if the clothing trucks drive around this area. Have you seen them? No. You don't often see them in the more affluent areas. Not saying, you know, anything about this area, but they're found a lot. I work out of Ranui. There's clothing trucks there all the time. They're all in South Auckland. There's clothing trucks there all the time. And they don't just sell clothing. They sell household items, iPods, lots of stuff like that. And often it's the mums who don't have money for clothes or birthday presents that will end up with debts to these clothing trucks or to these companies. I'll give you an example of one of my clients. In 2011, she purchased some items from a clothing truck worth $219 and started paying them off at $20 a week. Now, she missed a number of payments, so they apply penalties and interest. At my first visit with her in July last year, that's 2 years later, we called the company to find out what she still owed. In total, she had paid them $800 and still had an outstanding debt of $199. And you can do the maths. $780 of what she had paid had gone towards penalties and interest. And, you know, a lot of our families and our clients, they don't know what they're signing up to when they sign these deals. I see a number of finance company agreements where the interest rate is 39.95%. As I say, they just don't know what they're signing up to often. What I have found is that every situation is different. Every family that I visit has their own issues and needs, and I count myself very lucky to be able to go in their homes, love them, and demonstrate to them in a practical way that there is a hope for the future. Every day, centre managers and debt coaches bring light into these families' darkness and the love of God into the homes of the broken. We sit with families as they lay out debt one after another, assuring them that no debt is too much to handle. And we take those debts and send them to head office, where the wonderful staff there get on the phone with creditors, collection agencies and banks. They negotiate payments that are fair to our families and fair to the creditors. And often they can get those penalties and interest stopped while we're starting to pay off those debts. They set up livable budgets that prioritise food and housing and provide them with a plan that enables them to start repaying their debts. Every day, volunteers and support workers from local churches come alongside these families, invite them to church, bring them meals and provide them much-needed friendship and support. Slowly, isolation becomes community. Insecurity becomes empowerment and desperation turns to hope. Now I'd like to tell you briefly about the CAP Money course, which is another component of what we do. There are 2,000 verses in the Bible that have to do with money. That's 5 times more verses than are on prayer and faith. Over and over again, the theme presented in Matthew 6 rings true. No one can serve 2 masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Do you know what it feels like to serve money? I've been there. When money takes up your thought life, constantly wondering if there'll be enough coming in, or where it's all going, or a lack of contentment from just wanting more and never having enough. At its core, the CAP Money course helps us to put money in its rightful place in our lives and to be faithful with what God has given us. It gives you a budget, a framework to live with, and sound principles that help you wisely manage your money. There's an abundant peace and contentment that comes when you control your finances instead of your finances controlling you. And the CAP Money course will do just that. It empowers people to do more with their money, to plan for the future, and to fight poverty before it hits. Since we launched CAP Money in 2008, over 253 churches have started running this 3-week course, and more than 4,000 people have experienced its dynamic results. According to recent studies, half of all Kiwis are living without a budget. That means half of us in this room, half of the people in your community, just outside these doors, don't have complete control of their finances. CAP Money is a fantastic opportunity for the local church to play its part in equipping people with money management skills that will allow them to get their finances in order, stay out of debt, and do more with what they have. I want to show you a short DVD about Megan, but before I do that, I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get a free copy of this book, nevertheless. This is John Kirkby's story. John experienced his own struggle with crippling debt and brokenness before coming to know the Lord. And his book, nevertheless, describes CAP's incredible journey. When I read it, I was inspired and challenged. I was inspired by John's testimony and challenged by his unwavering faith in what God was calling him to do, even in the midst of incredible opposition and heartbreaking circumstances. And that's what led me to getting involved with CAP. If you would like a free copy, all you need to do is fill out the contact details in the form that I've left on the table. We would love to keep you updated on everything God is doing through CAP, and continue to share more stories with you as he changes more and more lives. I know you too will be inspired by it. It's an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness and his ability to do exceedingly more than we can imagine if we are only willing to trust in him and step out in faith. So if you want to fill out that form, get a free book. While you do that, I'll just ask Matthew to play video. So that's just one of the stories of, you know, the hundreds of people actually that we've helped. If you ever wanted to go on our website, Megan's story's on there, but there's also some other stories, not on DVD, just some other stories of other families as well, just their testimony of how CAP has helped them and how God's changed their lives. So, it's pretty amazing every time I see that, and I've seen it plenty of times, and lots of others as well. It's great how Megan's life has been changed. And there's even more good news to her story. When she came to CAP, her husband was in prison, and she was praying, that always gets me, sorry, that he'd be released and back with the family. As we partnered with Megan praying for this very same thing, God had bigger plans. And while in prison, Megan's husband gave his life to the Lord. And on the 23rd of June last year, he was released from prison. And today, they're back as a family and active in a church together. What a powerful story about the way that the love of Jesus transforms lives and even entire families. And you know what's so amazing about this movement of God is that debt counselling opens the door. It gives people a way out of debt and poverty, but more importantly, it offers them new hope and new life in Christ. We continually see lives change. 169 families have become debt-free, and 262 people have given their lives to Christ and been discipled into their local church. Let me tell you briefly about another of my clients, a lovely, lovely man. He was a solo dad. He'd brought up his two daughters on his own. He was unemployed, struggling under debt, and one of his daughters had got involved in drugs and had gone missing. When we first visited him, he was broken and distraught. We started working with him, and one of my support workers started visiting him, mowing his lawns, praying with him, and before long led him to the Lord. That man now has a job, his daughter's in rehab, and he's in negotiation with Housing New Zealand to purchase the house that he's lived in with, for over 17 years. How can you not love that? And that's what I'm so blessed to be a part of. There is now light where there was darkness, hope where there was no hope, and new life that will impact their children and their children's children. What started with one man's faith and vision has now become a movement of God involving more and more people and transforming families all over our country. As I mentioned in the beginning, I want to give you an opportunity to get involved in this movement of God. As a church, you may consider starting up a debt centre, running the CAP Money course, or starting a CAP Job Club. On a personal level, you may wish to help us continue to change lives by supporting us financially through a regular donation. However, before I do that, I do want to say that we are all about empowering the local church. We want you to support this church first in the way that you know you should before giving to Christians Against Poverty. And I want to make sure you get a free copy of John's book. To get your free copy, simply bring your form with your contact details filled in to the stall at the back. Whatever you can give to CAP, I promise we will use every dollar for good to continue to build and expand our free services so that even more families can experience life free from debt and be transformed by the love of Jesus. The fact is that for every family like Megan's that's been helped, there are many more that desperately need it. CAP's vision over the next few years is bold. We want to go from 27 debt centres to 50 to help more families get out of debt. To equip 250 churches to run CAP Money course so thousands more can benefit from this course. To launch CAP Job Clubs in at least 15 churches this year so that churches can help people get back into work. We want to equip churches all over New Zealand to reach their communities in new and transformational ways. This is a massive vision given by God, and you can help make it happen. There are families all over this country, in this community, just like Megan, who so desperately need help in the love of Jesus. We receive no government funding and never have, because we will not stop praying for families, never stop sharing the gospel, and never compromise those beliefs. Can I ask you today to give regularly to the work of Christians Against Poverty, to become a life changer, and join 2,000 others who regularly support our work? The amount is not important, it's doing what you can with the resources you have. For some, it might be $5 a week, the cost of a coffee. An average life changer gives $36 a month. For others, it might be more. It just takes four of us to become life changers to ensure one family receives ongoing help and support as they pay off their debt. The fact is, your generous giving not only transforms lives, it ignites generational change and makes an eternal impact. So all you need to do to support the work of Christians Against Poverty is tick the box saying you want to give regularly and sign the form at the bottom. Just tick and sign. If you don't know your bank account details and want to take a moment to fill them in, that would be great if you do know them. If you don't, and you're not sure how much you'd like to give, or if you need to think about it or talk to partners, you can still tick and sign the form, and our team from head office will call you over the next week or so to get the rest of your details and answer any questions you might have. So thank you so much for opening your hearts, for doing what you can to help. Thank you again for having me here today. It truly has been an honour and a privilege to share the work of Christians Against Poverty with you and to be with you this morning. I look forward to giving you a free copy of Nevertheless and seeing you at the back. Thank you.